Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Bharat Poll ushering into a new era in international investigations. The participants are D.C. Jain, former Special Director, Central Bureau of Investigation, and Anubha Rohatogi, anchor.
Bharat Poll, a digital platform designed to help catch criminals who flee abroad and enhance cooperation between Indian authorities and international law enforcement, was launched recently. I am now joined by Mr. D.C. Jain, former Special Director, CBI, to discuss more about this new digital portal. Mr. Jain, welcome to the program.
Namaskar. Thank you for having me on your program.
Mr. Jain, we have a central agency, the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, that acts as a bridge between law enforcement agencies in India and other countries through the Interpol. Why then was the need felt to develop the Bharat Poll digital platform?
Yeah, let me try to explain. As you would appreciate that whenever any investigating agency or law enforcement agency of any country needs any support from an external investigating agency of some other country in connection with the investigation of some crime, they are totally dependent on the mercy of the agencies of that country. Because they are sovereign countries, you cannot send your police or any other agency there without their permission. So we are totally dependent on them. So in order to solve this problem, this international organization, what is known as Interpol, has been doing the job. So Interpol is a strong organization of 195 countries, a very old organization. India itself became its member in 1949. So why the Bharat Poll? Now NCB, that is National Central Bureau. In fact, Interpol talks to the countries through a nodal agency called as National Central Bureau for that particular country. CBI is that agency for our country, that is India. That is why it is also known as NCB India. So whenever any police of any state or any other law enforcement agency needs any support or information from an outside agency, it has to route its request through CBI to the Interpol, and then Interpol in turn will transmit it either to the individual country, or if it is a multilateral information, then it will send to all the countries. So obviously this process is a bit slow, because first of all, the requesting agency needs to reach CBI, send their information in requisite kind of format, and then it will be transmitted to Interpol, and then Interpol will take action on that. So in order to ensure that this exchange of information happens in real time, this Bharat Poll network has been designed by the CBI, and it has been made operative since yesterday when Honorable Home Minister inaugurated it. Now, what will happen by the Bharat Poll? That all the law enforcement agencies of our country are now connected to this portal, that is Bharat Poll. So there are various formats, templates. So what kind of information you need, you will be immediately able to send it in real time to CBI, which in turn will transmit it to the Interpol. And Interpol has a 24/7 dedicated network by which it can spread your information to all the 195 countries without any delay. So this Bharat Poll will facilitate our law enforcement agencies to collect and provide information on real time, particularly relating to transnational crimes, by using this platform of the Interpol.
What are the main features of this portal, Bharat Poll, that you just now said that it will help our law enforcement agencies in tackling transnational crimes such as drug trafficking, arms smuggling, cyber and financial crimes, and cross-border terrorism?
As you would appreciate, there are various types of use that you can put to this Bharat Poll depending upon your requirement. And in order to facilitate that, they have designed 5 modules. So first module is to have a very smooth connection between CBI and our law enforcement agencies, what is known as Connect. Then we all know about Interpol notices. Particularly this red corner notice or red notice is very popular. When a person who commits crime in our country and flees abroad, what we generally call absconders or fugitives or proclaimed offenders. So if we want to send a request that wherever this person is located, he must be kind of taken into detention, then we need to get this red corner notice issued. So one of the modules this relates to Interpol notices. There is only not one notice, but there are in fact 8 different kind of notices depending upon your requirement Like, suppose if you want to know about a person missing, maybe that person is missing in some country, some Indian went somewhere and he went missing. Now we don't know about the whereabouts that person. Then there is a yellow notice that you can request for issuing. Similarly, there are other kinds of notices. So one module is relating to issuance of these Interpol notices. Then obviously, if you need a specific information about a particular crime which has happened in your place, then you will be able to send a request for getting that information by using other module known as Interpol reference module. Similarly, if the agencies of other countries, they need any information from us, they will also send their request via the same portal, and it will be broadcast by CBI to either the concerned agency or to all the agencies of our country. This particular module is known as the broadcast module. Then the fifth module is known as the resources module. What it is? Basically, Interpol as an organization is a repository of 19 databases, and it also runs many programs for capacity building of it, the organizations of its members, agencies of its members. So by using this fifth module, that is resources, our law enforcement agencies will have access to these 19 databases of the Interpol, which relate to various subjects like stolen passport, missing passports, and drug traffickers, people who are involved in terror financing, child trafficking, human trafficking, cybercrime, of course, these days, it is a major area. So we will be able to access those databases, get important information, and we will also be able to use the platform of Interpol for capacity building of our officers, for making them aware about what is happening, what are the latest crimes, what is the trend, how can we develop capacities to tackle those crimes. So that way they have developed these five modules, and I think the law enforcement agencies will be able to use all these five modules for whatever they need.
You just said that, one of the features of this particular portal is a real-time interface among various agencies. Now, how will this real-time interface or interaction between the various law enforcement agencies ensure a more efficient and faster investigation and improve response time?
Oh, yes, definitely. Because earlier, they were dependent on getting information through email or letters. So as we can appreciate, it depends when will you see the email or the letter will reach you, and then it will be transmitted to the other side. Now, since there is a portal, and it is a live portal, it is a real-time action portal. So you don't have to write any email. You just log in on the portal, send your request there. So obviously, this request is immediately, and within the CBI, this portal will be monitored 24/7. So whether it is the dark hours of the night or during the day, the agency is always available. So the information that you are trying to seek, it will also reach CBI on real time, and CBI in turn will send it to the concerned agency on real time. Therefore, I think this will be a real time actions of information, and it will be much different from the traditional way we have been doing it so far.
Last year, we adopted three new criminal laws, and an important provision of these laws is trial in absentia. How will the BharatPol portal, in conjunction with these laws, empower Indian law enforcement agencies in prosecution of fugitive criminals?
Yeah, I'll tell you, because what has happened, this trial in absentia is there for one particular type of criminals, which are known as proclaimed offenders or fugitives. Because what happens, once they commit crime here and they go abroad, as per the earlier criminal laws, we will not be able to complete the prosecution or trial, because there was no provision for trial in absentia. In the new criminal laws, if despite providing them sufficient opportunity, if these people do not present themselves to the criminal justice system, then a provision has been made that trial will continue and the judgment will also be pronounced. Now, what happens in many countries, when you reach them and request them for extradition of these absconders, fugitives, they insist for, judgment of the court, that where is the evidence and whether these people have been found guilty, for committing that crime or not. Since there was no provision for completing the trial in absentia, we would not be able to present that kind of evidence before the requested state or the country. Now, because of this particular feature, since the trial will be completed, we will have the judgment with us, and using this Bharat Pol portal, we will be able to immediately transmit our request to the other side. And therefore, I think it will facilitate us in getting these kind of fugitives back to our country.
How will Bharat Pol improve the efficiency of our police force, especially those officers who work at the field level?
In a much wider way, because earlier they were dependent in the sense that, first of all, there was lack of awareness. They would not even know what all kind of facilities are there in the Interpol. Anybody sitting anywhere. Nowadays, I think everyone has an internet. So the only thing you need is an internet facility. And all the police stations, by the way, already have that, because they are all linked to what we know as CCTNS. Another wonderful program of the Ministry of Home Affairs. So by using this, they will be able to directly access the portal. They only have to do is they have to create a login ID and password. That's all. So obviously, even the field formations, if their unit chief, that is the superintendent of police or the commissioner of police, they will permit them, then they will be directly able to have access to this Bharat portal. And whatever services they need from the other countries, they will be directly able to air their request through this portal. Now, the long process of first they will write to the SP office, then the SP office will write to the ILO, and then the ILO will write to the CBI. I think there were too many layers in the earlier system. So those chains will be now broken, and even the lowest field formation will be able to send these kind of requests directly.
Home Minister Amit Shah, while launching the Bharat Pol portal yesterday, said that this will strengthen the judicial system and enhance transparency. So I want to ask you specifically, how is this portal going to enhance transparency in investigation process?
In fact, when we talk about enhancing transparency in the investigation process, investigation is all about collecting evidence. If you are able to collect good quality evidence, which has a better degree of admissibility in the courts, then obviously it gives enhanced transparency to your overall system. And through this Bharat Pol, because all your requests will be going through the technological platform, and you will be collecting information by use of technology, then when you employ technology, technology is a very neutral kind of thing. There is no scope for introducing any kind of human bias into the technology. And therefore, when you promote technology, you also indirectly promote transparency in the overall system. So by using these kind of platforms, and you would also appreciate that in the new criminal laws, as it is, there is a lot of emphasis on use of technology collection of electronic digital evidence, forensic evidence, scientific evidence. So obviously they want to reduce the dependency on oral evidence of the overall criminal justice system. And if we will employ more and more technology, and for that I think this Bharat Pol platform will also enhance, particularly in those cases where you have to do investigation abroad. So that way, by employing technology, by exploiting technology, I think we will introduce a lot of transparency in our overall criminal justice system.
Do you believe that along with the three new criminal laws, that the provisions of these laws, the Bharat Pol will prove to be a game changer so far as investigation is concerned?
Certainly, particularly in those cases where we need evidence or information from foreign countries. As I said, the new criminal laws are enablers. This platform has been developed by CBI. Obviously, so this is the platform which will help the agencies in translating the legislative intent which was expressed by the enactment of these three new criminal laws. So the three criminal laws along with this Bharat Pol are definitely going to be a game changer as far as judicious investigations, trials and collection of real-time intelligence and evidence is concerned.
Mr. Jain, thank you so much for speaking with Akashvani.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
You were listening to a discussion on Bharat Pol ushering into a new era in international investigations. The participants were D.C. Jain, former Special Director, Central Bureau of Investigation, and Anubha Rohatogi, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Spotlight.